it's Thursday night, 10 o'clock. Time, once again, for Hacker Mind. Welcome to Hacker Mind. This is Screamer Chaotix, and this is the show made by hackers, for hackers, with hackers in mind. Let me tell you something. I've had a very, very trying day. You ever have one of those days? You know, one of those days that seems like they'll just never end? It started off when I had to wake up really early, and I'm talking really early. Yes, that's right, 10 o'clock. I was exhausted. Once you get into the routine of staying up till 3 a.m., having to go to sleep and then wake up earlier than you normally do, I know, all kidding aside, 10 o'clock is not early, but it is for me. It is when you normally wake up at like 2 p.m., and the only reason for that is because all my classes are in the afternoon. But getting back to what I was saying, I was exhausted today, and it was one of those days where I had stuff to do that I really didn't want to do. I had to go into school. I had to talk to my advisor. And now that's an annoyance in itself. If there are any college students listening, you know what it's like to have to go to school, see your advisor. First of all, you have to find your advisor. And that can be hard enough. Once you get a hold of them, they usually want to talk your ear off. Luckily, today was my first day with my new advisor, so I was able to knock on his door, go in, he looked over my schedule, signed it, and that was that. So that was good. But then I had to walk all the way back across campus to get a letter saying that I would pay my next payment. Yeah, you heard me right. The school that, you know, this is the same school that I always talk about, Southern Connecticut State University, cares more about money than it does about your education. And I think that really proved itself today, because in order for me to register for classes for next semester, I had to go to the bursar's office and get a letter promising to pay my next AMS payment, which is a type of student loan. I shouldn't even say it's a promise. It's basically the school saying that, yes, I will pay this, and giving it to the people that are giving me the money. It's kind of complicated. I won't get into it. But what I realized today was that anyone can just go in there, say, can I have this letter, leave, and then never make a payment. Now, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Yeah. But I will make my payment, because I try to be a good person. Also, I figured out something pretty cool, and I can't really prove it, but I'll explain it to you now. Then I'll give Dash the call signal, and he'll be on the air with us. Got a lot to talk about tonight, and Thanks for tuning in. Also, the chat room. I know many of you remember from last week, we were at 2600.net. Now, originally, we were going to go someplace else this week, but since so many of you went in there, we're going to be returning. So go ahead, go to irc.2600.net, channel HackerMind, and say hi to Dash for us. Give him a what up. And don't worry, he will be on the air soon. Now, what I wanted to demonstrate for you before I get him on the air is something from the service called TellMe. I'm sure many of you have heard of that. That's the service where you dial 1-800-555-8355, and you can get all sorts of different things. You can get wake-up calls. You can get stock quotes, if you're into that sort of thing. You can get movie listings, driving directions, and the most popular feature is Phone Booth, which will allow you to make a one-minute-long call to anywhere in the United States. The problem with this service is that you can't dial it from a payphone. Or can you? What I learned is that by using just an old-fashioned tactic, something that's been used in the freaking world for the longest time, you can actually place a call to TellMe. I'm sure many of you probably already know what I'm getting at. Yes, it's called an Optiver. You call up your local operator by pressing 0 and explain to her or him that the payphone you are at will not let you dial a toll-free number. Now, payphones are required by law to allow you to make a toll-free call. So the operator will not charge you. All she'll ask is for what number you're calling. You say 800-555-8355, and then you'll hear that beautiful sound, TellMe! And you're connected. From there, all you have to do is say Phone Booth, and you can make a free one-minute call to anywhere in the United States, which is great if you don't have your cell phone and you don't have a quarter and you don't want to pay anything. I do it quite a bit. But the real fun part was something else that I figured out. But first, let me prove to you that you can actually do this from a payphone. I called through TellMe to my voicemail, and this is what I got. Now let me just dial it up here. Now, I should...
You have no new messages. To listen to your new and unread messages, press 2. To listen to your read messages, press...
This should be...
Walter in box.
I hope.
Unread voice message. Received 12:11 p.m. yesterday. From 203-397...
That's it.
9842. Okay, well, you gotta take my word for it. I'm at the payphone, and I just made this payphone call TellMe, which cannot be reached by a payphone. All I had to do was just dial up the operator, and he connected me. So hopefully, if I keep this message going long enough, you'll hear the little 20-second warning. So I'm just going to fill time. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. La-di-da. La-di-da. It's coming. Don't worry. People are looking at me like I'm really weird. Any minute now. My full phone booth I got here. Dial 911.
20 seconds left. This free call brought to you by 1-800-555-TELL.
And there you have it. So I'm going to leave now, and I'm going to run my ass off like the paranoid son of a bitch I am. Later.
And there you do have it. That was me calling from a payphone. Now, you got to trust me on that. That was a payphone. Now, let me give Dash the call message and get off of this stupid ICQ before people start flooding me to death. Okay, there we go. He is getting the message. And I am getting the hell off. Okay, there we go. I told Dash to call. And a reminder, you can join us at irc.2600.net, channel HackerMind. And in a few minutes, we should be having this phone ringing. Ooh, perfect timing. Hello, you are on HackerMind.
Hey, Screamer.
Hey, Dash, what's up?
I'm all right, man.
How's the chat room doing?
Pretty good.
All right, then. Now, I just showed people how I was able to make a call through TellMe using a payphone.
Yeah, I was listening.
Oh, you're able to hear it?
Yeah, I was listening.
Oh, cool. I didn't know you were able to do that.
Yeah.
Is it recording all right?
Yeah, it's recording, I hope. As it is. I think we got it working now.
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, computers say things that they don't mean. Well, anyway, I promised people that I would say a cool little thing that I figured out, and I know I already told you about it, Dash, but let me just tell the people out there what you can do with Tell Me. I don't recommend this, but at my university, we have a lot of payphones. I mean, a lot of payphones. And so, all you would have to do is make up a bunch of accounts on Tell Me, which could be bogus. You know, you just take about a half hour to make up some accounts.
Right.
Write them down. Go to the university. Go to every single payphone, do the Optivert to Tell Me, and set a wake-up call for whatever time you like, say 3 p.m. in the middle of the afternoon when the school's packed. Then hang up, leave, or stick around, and at 3 p.m., all the phones in the university will ring. Ain't that great, Dash?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just feel so cool.
I think it'd be pretty funny. Are you going to do it?
Well, you know, I'm tempted to. I think if that school pisses me off enough, I just might. I just might. Now, I'd like to tell our viewers that, our listeners, I should say, if the stream dies, let me know. Okay, let Dash know in the chat, and we will get it up and running. You don't have to leave. We will be back up in just a matter of minutes. Right, Dash?
Right.
Just say yes. Okay, Dash, now, did you get a chance to read over that article yet?
A little bit.
Okay, now, you want to tell people about that?
I went searching on, Google for, I actually searched, is my phone tapped? ? I don't know why, I just wanted to see what I'd get, you know?
Right.
And I got this, webpage at consumeraction.org that, basically talks about, what you can do if you think your phone's tapped and, who has the right to listen to your phone calls and stuff like that.
Right.
And, it's really informative, and if you think your phone's tapped, you need to read this.
Does it give us any indication as to how we can tell? I mean, I know back in the day you would be able to hear a little clicking on your line, but sure, means have gotten more sophisticated since then.
It says most wiretapping devices emit no audible sounds.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah.
Now, Dash, you had told me about that song by Clock DVA?
Yeah.
The Hacker? You know, I downloaded it, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
Oh, you haven't played it yet. It's all right. It's not the best, but it's pretty cool.
I mean, do you think I should play it on this show?
Wait, a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe the whole thing, because it's like 7 minutes long.
Well, you know, if we start running short on ideas here, maybe we'll be able to listen.
All right.
What kind of song is it? I mean, is it rock, rap, what?
Kind of techno-y.
Cool. Does it actually have any lyrics about hackers?
Not really. It's pretty weird. I don't know why they called it The Hacker, but I don't know.
All right. Well, you have a lot more stuff to talk about now.
Right.
Have you heard about, well, I'm sure you've heard of Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
Did you hear about his execution?
Yeah. Well, I heard some about it.
And how it's supposedly going to be broadcast in front of 21 families?
Yeah. I heard they were worrying about other people watching it.
Exactly. I was watching CNN a few weeks ago, and they had, right before they went to commercial, the guy said, "Now, next up, we'll look at how hackers could possibly get this speed." Yeah, and right, I mean, obviously it has to be hackers. It can't be a person with a camcorder walking into there recording it. It has to be a hacker. Now, they weren't that terrible in talking about him. The security professionals seem to basically be saying that hackers aren't the problem here, it's just people looking for a quick buck are.
Yeah.
But you're talking about all sorts of encryption and everything that would go into that, but let's first look at the more controversial issue, and that is, should his execution be broadcast, before we move on to the internet, should it be broadcast in front of those 21 people? Do you think so, Dash?
Yeah, but if it's families of the victims, yeah, you know, because if they could go, I'm sure they would. I don't know. You know, I don't know what the reason is for not actually going and watching it in that little room or whatever.
Well, there's only a certain amount of witnesses that are allowed in there.
Well, then, yeah, I think they should be able to. If that's the law, you know, I don't really have an opinion on that.
Well, you see, for me, when I look at that, I have no love for Timothy McVeigh.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, he can be off tomorrow. I don't care. But what I do care about is, I guess, tradition. Now, the way things have been run for so long, and that is an execution is done before witnesses, and an execution is not meant to be an act of revenge. It's not meant to be a media spectacle as it was back in the Dark Ages, you know, when they killed people in the middle of the road. And so I kind of wonder if broadcasting McVeigh's death to these 21 people is such a good idea, because that sets the precedent for further executions to be broadcast to even larger audiences. Well, right now we have these 21 families, but next time, how about we let these 21 families in and then some of their friends?
Yeah, are they going to monitor, like, who gets to watch it? I mean, could they let some of their friends in to see it?
Well, you know, I'm sure that possibility does exist. I'm sure that, you know, the idea of someone bringing someone else in is not out of the question. What kind of precautions they're going to be taking are still unknown, at least to me. But I think that hackers stealing the feed and decrypting it are the last thing they should be worried about.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest problem is, like we just said, sneaking people in, people bringing camcorders, recording it, and making a big media spectacle out of this, which I just don't think should be done. I gotta stress that I don't care about Timothy McVeigh. I hope it's painful when he dies for what he did. But there are certain things about this country and about the law that shouldn't be played with. You know, we're already walking a very fine line with the death penalty. What difference is there between a person who kills people in a building and has fun doing it and 21 people enjoying watching a man die on a screen getting the death penalty?
No,
that's just my thoughts on that. Okay, now moving on to a topic that we've touched upon before, and this will probably interest you, Dash, considering what you've been going through. And this is just something that I thought of. Now, let me start off, you know, with your story and all that you've been through.
Again.
Yeah. Now, Dash, do you feel like you want to lash out or strike back or something against this system that has treated you like a criminal?
No, I don't want to, like, take my, I don't want to take it out on anybody, you know, how I was treated unfairly. I don't want to get back at them, I guess. I was treated like crap by the system, but millions of people are treated by crap by the system, and it's really hard to change.
Yeah, but what about as far as respect for the system goes? Would you?
Oh, I have no respect for the system.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the system, as it is, and I'm talking about the criminal justice system, the court system, do you think it should be scrapped? Do you think that it does have its good points, or, you know, like, what are your
opinions? I think it should be
opinions.
Heavily revised.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's too many little things that can, you know, prosecute you and put you away to jail for, like, ever.
Yeah.
There's too many little things that can get you off for something that you did do and it was really wrong, but just because, like, one little thing, you can go free.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's an excellent point, because so often people who commit computer crimes face these really stiff sentences, and yet people that commit murders get plea bargains and everything else. But moving on to what I wanted to talk about, I wanted to mention little small forms of protest. Remember when I told you about that, Dash?
Yeah.
Now, small forms of protest are little ways of lashing out against the system, you know, against the government, against whatever annoys you. And it could be anything from, if you have to wear a name tag in school, turning it around and taping it to your shirt so that you're wearing it but no one can see it. Or, you know, some people might consider wearing a 2600 shirt to be a form of protest because you're wearing a picture of an illegal device, the blue box. So, Dash, what I wanted to ask you is, do you feel yourself protesting this system that wronged you in any way? Do you, I guess being on this show is one way,
but
any web pages that you want to make talking about this or anything like that?
What was that?
Would you make a web page?
Oh.
Talking about your experience.
Oh, it's already on my web page about what happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we give out that page? Or?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
BobandChad.com.
BobandChad.com. And all the movies are still up there, right?
No, I took them down.
Oh, okay.
So I can go back through and make sure they're okay for the government.
The government. So all the violent movies are down, or are there still movies up there?
What was that?
Are there any movies up there at all?
Oh, no, none whatsoever.
Okay, well, I suppose that's the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Did you read that article about the 2600 meetings that I sent you?
No, I never got a chance to do it, dude.
It was from the Washington Post, and you can check it out at 2600.com, and it talks about how people at a 2600 meeting gather there for information, and they're not necessarily all criminals, which is an amazing thing to say in a newspaper. You know, so often we see how this 2600 meeting got raided back in whatever year, and these people gather to talk about crime and so on and so forth. But this Washington Post article actually did it justice.
Yeah.
And,
did they talk about that on Off the Hook?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about this on Off the Hook, but there was one thing that I wanted to talk about, and that is the fact that the article basically emphasized the point that many people were there trying to hire hackers. You know, trying to hire them for their corporate security. Now, Dash, what are your opinions on people doing that?
I say it's great if you can offer us... Well, I don't know. You know, because if you can offer a skill to a company and you want to go work for them and they want you to work for them, then, you know, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I call it selling out.
You do?
Yeah.
What's that?
I think it's sick.
You think it's selling out?
Yeah, absolutely. I look at the Legion of Doom.
I mean, like, smaller companies. I don't mean, like, major corporations here.
I don't care who you're working for. If you're a hacker and you suddenly become a security expert, you suddenly become an anti-hacker. If you look at the Legion of Doom, these guys started off by playing around with their computers, breaking into systems.
Yeah.
And at that time, they thought, we're just gathering information. We're just teaching ourselves. We're not breaking any laws. And then they go work for the man, and all of a sudden they come on off the hook, and they're saying, especially Chris Goggins, he comes on off the hook and he's saying, oh, well, you know, if we find a hacker in our system, we will notify the proper authorities and they'll track him down. You know, it's just what we got to do.
And when some other guy actually made a computer security place.
What's that?
Actually, I think his name was Eric Wodex.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
The LOD.
Yeah.
And him and some other guy, they made a computer security firm. They actually, you know, made one and they ran it and it got successful.
Well, I should stress that, you know, that's a little bit different than suddenly, even you said if you work for a small company, I suppose, but if you suddenly turn into this big anti-hacker where you get paid to basically track down hackers, I think that's sickening.
Yeah, I can see your point.
I mean, you're such a hypocrite. How could you stand for one thing one day, and then once the money starts rolling in, all of a sudden, you're against hackers. You're against everything they do.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. And it really shows how money can corrupt people. And I think hackers should just, you know, stick to their guns, stick to their values, because once you start working for a big corporation, it's all gone, you know? Everything you've said in the past suddenly becomes BS.
Yeah, but I can kind of see where a hacker would want to use their skills to make money. I know you call it selling out, but they got to make a living somehow, and I guess, I don't know, you know?
But does that living have to be...
It doesn't have to be tracking down other hackers and...
Right.
But, you know, if they want to use their skills to do something like program or something...
Or, no, they can even get into security like Fiber Optic did.
Yeah.
You know, he has his crossbar security, but he still goes on off the hook and says, you know, I'm not going to track people down and have them arrested. You know, if I see someone in the system, I'll boot them and I'll figure out how they got in and fix the problem. There's no need to go into these huge court battles or, you know, to put a little kid through all this hell. Like, it's perfect with what we were talking about before. How the system will make you, the court system anyway, will make you go through this living hell for this minor crime.
Yeah.
For basically trespassing. If I walked into a university I didn't belong in and wrote on the wall, they would get me for trespassing and vandalism. I would do a little community service, pay a fine, and be done with it. If you do the same thing to a web page, if you break in and write on the page but don't damage anything, you're facing years in prison.
Yeah, that's... totally not right.
And so that's why I don't want to see people who are hackers now suddenly turn towards the dark side, as I say. Well, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. You know, I mean, can't you just keep your hobbies as your hobbies? I mean, if you're going to be an author, okay, you write books, you sell the books.
Yeah.
But you don't suddenly, you know, you don't suddenly become an author and then... I don't even know what example to use.
Yeah.
I don't think there is any other example. Well, anyway, there's still people in the chat room?
Four people. And the mood's kind of, I don't know, it's not very happy. I'm not picking up very much happiness in the channel.
What are they saying?
I don't know. It's just, you know, just a lot of bad vibes.
A lot of bad vibes?
Well, a few.
I say. Do they have any questions?
Not all of them are.
Do they have any questions?
No questions.
Oh, wow. This is a big change from last week.
Yeah.
All right, well, how about, what else do I have here? Well, if anyone out there does have any questions, feel free to message Dash and we will answer them on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, you know the big problem that I have with SNET, right, Dash?
We have so many nowadays.
Okay, well, the problem that I have with it this week is, remember the three-way thing that I was talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, I was trying to make three-way calls, you know, so that way I could have you on the line and call something else at the same time. Now, I had recently called up tech support at SNET, and I asked them about this. I said, do I have this feature, or do I have to subscribe? And they said, everyone has it. So, I was like, okay, everybody has it.
Okay.
And she says, here, I'll prove it to you. All you have to do is press your flash button. And well, she goes, have you pressed the flash button? I said, yes. She goes, what happens? I'm like, I get a dial tone. And she goes, exactly. Then you dial another number and press flash. And I was like, yeah, it doesn't work. And she goes, no, I'll prove it to you. Here, I'll stay on the line. If you get disconnected, I'll call you back. Go ahead and press flash and call another number. I press flash. I hear a dial tone. I dial another number. I hit flash. I get another dial tone. I'm disconnected.
Did she call you back?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
About 2 seconds later, she picks up and she's like, wow, that's weird. It didn't even wait until you started dialing. It just disconnected with one flash push. And I was like, yes, lady, that's what I just told you. It does not work. And she goes, well, have you tried it on another phone? No, I haven't. I didn't even think that I had another phone, but there is one tucked away in my parents' room that I was able to try. So I went, I tried that, nothing. I told them again that, look, both of these phone jacks do not let me use three-way. Both of these phones do not let me use three-way. I have no way of using it.
Right.
And they say, well, I'd have to contact the technicians, have them check it out, and see what they can do. So I said, all right. And they said, we'll call you back. And I hung up, and I never expected them to call back.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. They did. It was about a couple hours later, and they said, sir, we checked all of our equipment, and there's no problem with your line. So we could send a technician out, but they might have to charge you. And I was like, hold up.
Yeah.
You're telling me you have to send a technician out to my house to give me a free service? A service I'm supposed to already have. Now, Dash, do you see a scam in there somewhere? And if you do, point it out for me.
I see a scam all over the place.
Well, tell us about it. What do you think the scam is?
I think that you don't have Flash, and they want you to think you do.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to have somebody come out and check it so they can give an engineer, a technician, a paycheck.
Mmm. Yes. It makes a lot of sense. If you think about it, What would the phone company prefer to do? If I currently do not have three-way calling, would they rather type into their computer a little Y next to three-way instead of an N? Or would they rather send someone out to milk $100 out of me so that this guy can get here, call the switch, and say, okay, turn it on? You know, it's ridiculous. There's no problem in my wiring in the walls.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that. There's nothing wrong with my phone jacks. There's nothing wrong with my phones. The problem is that they're not clicking a little button in either their central office or the switch.
Well, they're screwing you over, dude.
They're hoping that I'll give in and let them send somebody out, but that's not going to happen. I'm going to give them so much crap until they finally admit that it's not turned on.
I won't admit to it. It'll just start working one day. After you bitch enough to them.
Well, you know, if that's what it takes, then that's what it takes.
Right.
But, okay, so let's move on a little bit.
Dude?
Yeah.
Go ahead and mention the name of the channel again on the server.
Yeah, sure. It's irc.2600.net, channel HackerMind. How many people you got in there?
Just four at the moment.
Four at the moment. Let's see how many listeners we got. We got seven listeners right now.
Right, seven listeners.
Well, I just, you know, if it gets up to that 13, I get a little nervous. 13 seems to be the kill zone. But, the mood in the chat.
Let me add a question.
Okay, alright, what's that?
They didn't tell it to me yet.
I see.
So, I'll have to wait.
Who do we got in the chat?
Someone else just left, but they should be back, they said. Comdax, Green Devil, and Guy SJS.
Hey, now you see, that annoys me, because some people I asked before said they would listen. Now, we got seven people online.
Right.
So come on, guys. irc.2600.net, channel HackerMind. Get in there. Let us know you're out there. So, any questions, Dash?
Oh, not yet.
Ugh. Man, really a killer on the time. Might have to play that song after all.
It's pretty good.
Oh, the song?
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, what were you saying about the mood in the chat room, Dash? Should I go and join it, or what's going on?
Oh, it's all right. I finally got that question.
Okay, what is it?
Guy SJS says, I'm in Bell Atlantic territory. Mm-hmm. I've got a cell phone. Now I have coverage every place but my house. I can walk to my backyard and get coverage, but any place around my house is dead.
Hmm.
Anything I can do about it?
So, what kind of cellular service is it?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Can you ask him?
Yeah. Well, he should be listening, so hopefully he heard you.
Oh, I just don't know how long the lag is. Well, it depends on what kind of cellular service you have. I know... Where is he? I mean, if he's in New York City, that would make a difference as compared to being out in the country.
Oh, it's Verizon.
It's Verizon, yeah. So that's somewhere near New York or Connecticut, I'd say, or maybe even Pennsylvania. Well, as far as being in his house, I mean, there's any number of things. If it's a regular analog service, that could be causing that. I know that sometimes when I go to my basement, I won't get a signal on my analog cell phone, and yet I'll move upstairs, and I do.
I know that, and you've personally experienced this with me. When I call somebody on my cell phone in my room,
right.
Sometimes the signal will get faded and lost. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, that can really be anything. It depends on how far you are from the cell site, where it is, you know, even whether or not you have the antenna up. You know, the closer you are, the stronger the signal is, and if he says he can get it into his backyard, but not inside...
He says it's digital.
It's a digital cell phone. Sprint PCS or GSM or what is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, if it's a digital cell phone, it should work the same way. Not really an expert on that, though.
Yeah.
But if it uses satellite, I don't think it would... No, not for a local call. It should just be a problem of him getting a signal. You know, like the insulation is in his house is blocking it or something. It happens to a lot of people, and it's a problem that you got to deal with. And plus, the more people that are using the network, the less quality that you'll get.
Yeah.
The more interference that you'll have. So, I hope that helps. If you continue to have problems with it, call up Verizon. And tell them about it. Personally, I know that Verizon is a very, very poor service because a friend of mine has it, and every time I call her cell phone, it never goes through.
Really?
And maybe she should go into her backyard. Huh? I'll call her up, and it might ring, but I'll automatically be forwarded to her voicemail. And she tells me she's not on it, so the call is just not being completed.
Well, that sucks.
No, you know what really sucks? When you call a number and you get James Earl Jones. Okay, do you know what it's like calling a number and getting Darth Vader on the phone?
No, I personally don't.
Oh. Man, it's a scary experience. Very terrifying thing. Anybody else have any questions in there?
No, not yet.
So what are people talking about since I'm not in there right now?
Nobody's really talking. Well, kind of, but... Mostly just Guy SJS and his question.
I guess this is what you call a slow week.
Yeah.
Dash, you think we should go back to recording these?
I don't know. What do you think, dude? I think as long as we got at least one person in the channel, we should keep it live.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we got 6 listeners online. That's certainly not bad, considering, you know, last week we only had about 10, and then Killzone 13. But, you know, it's up to the... to the people listening, whether they want these to be live or whether they want them to be recorded. Yeah. Now, oh, what's that?
What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
I just said yeah.
Oh.
That's all I got.
You know, one problem with doing this show at a specific time is that people who are over in Germany really can't tune in unless they stay up till 4 a.m.
Oh, but do we have listeners in Germany, dude?
We got Ice Dog.
Oh, yeah.
We got Ice Dog, we got friends of Ice Dog, we got people all around the world that normally tune into HackerMind. And you see, when you have it at 10 p.m., at that one specific time, they have to make sure that they're there. And
oh, I'm recording it, so hopefully...
Well, yeah, yeah.
But they I guess they can't have it live.
They could if they want to wake up at, you know, that hour of the morning.
Yeah.
And you have to remember that. Our audience is basically in the U.S. right now.
Yeah.
Or at least in this hemisphere, which really eliminates a lot of people as, you know, compared to the streaming shows where we make a half hour and air them from Thursday till Sunday. And right now we have 6 people listening. If we aired it 3 days in a row, we get up to like 40 people.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
One of those people is me.
Okay, so we have 5 people.
Yeah.
So,
Well, we have 6 people in the chat, so one of them's not listening.
Well, you know, this listener thing does not update right away.
Oh, okay.
It could be 13 people on right now, and I won't know about it until it changes again. You know, it just pops up a number every now and then.
Okay.
But with the frequency that people connect and disconnect, I can never be positive. There can be nobody listening, for all I know. But let me ask you this. People in the chat room, can you hear me? Acknowledge this transmission.
Yeah, I think I hear you, dude.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'll see how many people say yeah.
I think this is why Off the Hook stays away from it. Whoa, see, it jumped up to 9.
All right.
It jumped up to 9. It could have been up to 20 before, and I wouldn't know about it.
Well, maybe.
Okay, well, let's move on, because we don't. I know people don't want to hear about us talking about that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give this song a little airtime. I won't play
a little bit of time, dude.
Yeah, I won't play the whole thing, but...
yeah, definitely don't play the whole thing.
Let's give it a listen. Here's Wax Trax Records, Clock DBA, The Hacker. Sampling of Clock DVA, The Hacker. You can go over to Napster and check that out. Dash, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, man, welcome back. Not that we really went anywhere, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, any questions?
Comdeck says, any info on bigzoo.com calling card 800 for Canada. I have no idea what that means.
I've never even heard of that. Sorry. What is it called again?
Bigzoo.com calling card 800.
Hmm. Bigzoo. Let me write that down. If anybody else in the chat knows about that, I'll come up with some info. Okay, Bigzoo. What's that now?
Bigzoo.com.
Bigzoo.com.
I have no idea what it is.
Have to check out that.
I can take a guess.
Yeah. I don't want to take a guess. Calling card. Alright, for Canada.
It says Bigzoo.com calling cards. 800 number can only be accessed from the U.S.
Oh. So, he wants to know if he can call it from Canada?
I don't know. Let him catch up to what you just said.
Okay. Because if that's the case, he might be able to dial... what is it? He might want to try an Optiverb, but that would probably be international, and I don't think that would happen. I know that America has 1-800 numbers, and you should be able to dial an 800 number from Canada, but I'm not exactly sure. Aw, crap, we just hit 12 listeners.
Says, I need something to get it from Canada.
He needs something to get it from Canada. You mean, he's up in Canada, and he wants to call this 800 number.
Hang on. He says, I've already tried op-diverting.
Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't divert him to the U.S.?
Oh, apparently not.
Hmm. Could you try putting the country code before the 800 number? Would that do it? I know that there are ways of calling 800 numbers overseas by using country codes.
He said he then tried calling 800 Bell South and get them to, but they went crazy.
They went crazy. Ooh, that's interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Calling up Bell South, getting that operator to divert you to another number in the U.S. That's interesting. Now, the best thing I could think of, and it might be a lot of work, is the reason why the Bell South operator went crazy was probably because her ONI was telling her that he was calling from Canada.
Yeah.
If he had a way of maybe calling someone in the U.S. and having them three-way to an operator down there.
Yeah, that might work.
They might be able to call an 800 number.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if, like, that other person would have to stay on the line, though, because he's trying to use a calling card service.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, that's something that he can try. Again, just call someone in the U.S. that has three-way, and that's not me! Okay. Or... if you know of any extenders or PBXs in the U.S., which is a little bit more hard to come by, or nevertheless gain access to, you can try that, and that will register your call as coming from the U.S. Then you can try diverting to a Bell South operator and then putting a call through to that 800 number. Just say that you're having trouble dialing it, one of your buttons is stuck, and it might do it for you. If you can't get the extender, I don't know, I'm not sure if three-way would do it.
Yeah, me either.
I'm not sure, because they would have to call someone here. They would split the line, connect him over there. Damn, if someone had, like, a call forwarding service or something, like, in the U.S., that would... if he called that... if somebody... I'm trying to think here.
He says, the farthest I went was this. Op divert to 1-800-CALL-ATT, and then get them to dial 800 Bell South, and get Bell South to dial the 800... and they still said it would cost me cash.
To connect to an 800 number?
I guess so.
So, now they went crazy and they said that because he would have to pay for it. I know this sucks, I'm not in the chat room, but...
I got another question if you want to hear it instead.
Well, take the advice that we gave. You can try calling someone with three-way and seeing what that does. Get back to us and we'll try to figure out some more for you. Okay, next question.
Angel Moon 2050 says, on Verizon phones, is there any way to get it to not say thank you for using a Verizon payphone? Because it's damned annoying.
I've never used a Verizon payphone myself. I'm from Connecticut, and luckily up here we don't have them. I'd imagine that is it a she? The angel thing throws me. It's probably a he, and he's going to be very pissed now. Okay, I imagine that when he or she places a call, they hear "thank you for using Verizon" before the call is completed. Is that true?
I don't know.
I know, I'm asking that.
Oh. what was the question?
Well, they should get it over the air, but does...
Eventually.
What's that?
They'll get it eventually.
Yeah. Does that say that when they first place the call, like when they, before they connect, does it say thank you for using Verizon and then they connect it?
I think she's just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know of any way except using a carrier access code. I mean, if you really can't stand that Verizon thing, and I'm telling you, if it's James Earl Jones, you got to watch out. I mean, Darth Vader will scare you. You can probably try using a carrier access code, but I'm not sure if that would work from a payphone, because sometimes they don't let you call it. They're supposed to, but sometimes they don't. What you might want to do is dial from the payphone 1-800-CALL-ATT and then have them place the call. That will probably get you around the annoying Verizon message.
He says, I dial a number, and it says that before I connect.
Yeah. The reason you're doing that is because you're dialing through Verizon's network. Now, the only way to get out of Verizon's network would be to use a carrier access code. Let's say you wanted to use AT&T, but I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't do that in a minute. What you would do is dial 1010-288 and then 0, and that will get you an AT&T operator. Now, I know COCOTS will not allow you to do that. I've tried. It does not work. I haven't tried it on payphones. Actually, yes, I did. It didn't work. I don't know. All payphones are different. I'm not sure what those would do, but you can try using that carrier access code, and that should bypass the Verizon message.
No, I rarely ever use a payphone.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, is there anything to do on it?
Is there anything to do on a payphone?
Yeah.
Well?
I'm kidding, man.
You can wake up your entire campus.
Yeah.
That's one possibility. Ooh, yeah, I didn't think about the phones in the dorms.
Oh, man.
Interesting.
You know how many accounts you would have to make?
Yeah. So? I mean, it's not like I have anything better to do. That's one thing to do. But now, I just mentioned the AT&T calling through their network. Now, I had made a call to you, Dash.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I dialed 1010-288. Because the guy told me it would be 7 cents a minute. And I thought, hey, cool. Why not? I completed the call, but I'm not sure what happened exactly, but the call only lasted a minute. Perhaps you were online and I got your voicemail. I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably.
I hung up, and recently I got the bill, and it shows in the AT&T long distance section, it shows 1 minute call, $3.99.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
$3.99 for a 1 minute phone call. Now, I had to know what the hell that was all about. So I emailed them and told them the whole story, and they said to me, you know what, they didn't even explain the problem at first. What they originally said to me was that they told me how I could dial through their network. They said to me, by dialing 1010-288, you can dial through the AT&T long distance network. I said, great, I did that, and you charged me $4.
Yeah.
And they said, regular state-to-state calls are 46 cents a minute. 46 cents!
God in heaven.
That's 50 cents a minute. That's $2 a minute, Dash. On top of a $3.50 surcharge.
Too rich for my blood.
And you know what they did then?
What'd they do?
They had the nerve to say to me, again, they repeated themselves, if you would wish to use this service, simply dial 1010-288. And they told me the whole procedure, like I was ever going to dial this again in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, $4 for 1 minute. Oh my gosh, I'm glad it didn't connect. Now I'm trying to wonder, oh man, did I ever call through them before? And so you gotta watch out for that. You know, like, it's like with the SNET thing, the phone company will try to screw you over at every turn.
Yep.
Ugh. Any more questions?
No. I'll ask again.
Anybody want any shout-outs or anything like that?
No, I don't know. They might after you said that.
Oh, jeez.
Now we gotta ask them. We gotta ask them if they want to say anything. That's pretty pretty bad.
Well, we got about 6 minutes to go. Now, you know, I got this feeling that since this number jumped from like 6 to 12, it could be higher, it could be lower. I'm not really sure at the moment. How many people are there in the chat?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9.
9 people in chat. 12
guys went and they tried to get more people to come to the channel for us. Silicon, Spectre, and Wizard.
Oh, nice of them. Oh, Wizard's there?
Huh?
Wizard's there?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, thanks for tuning in, Wizard.
He's the one who says he's going to listen every week now.
Cool. Thanks for tuning in.
Says shouts to UGN and Blackbeard.
Well, me and UGN have had our differences, but still a good site. What was I going to say next? Damn.
I don't know.
I know you don't. Oh. The DVD press release. Damn, I didn't get the address for it. But just go to MPAA.com.
Oh, yeah, that fact?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sent me that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's sickening. The way that they talk about DCSS, I suppose everybody has their own opinions on it, but they come right out and say that DCSS is used for copying DVDs, and that's pretty much its only purpose, and that they're fighting piracy. Oh! It's such baloney, man. I mean, well, any hacker knows what it's really all about, but to see that, they have a right to say it. You know, it's a free internet, but
it's pretty messed up.
It's disgusting.
I got a few more shouts now that you said that.
Oh, okay. What do they want?
Green Devil says, shouts to Anthrax21 and his bitch. And Comdac says, shouts to Comdac and channel Colonel Panic on Dalnet.
No Moon Man?
Shouts to Morristown, New Jersey.
Okay, Morristown, New Jersey.
No Moon Man is in here. He's not here this week.
Oh, he's there, man. He's using a different name. Okay, is that pretty much it for this week? Looks like we went over everything we had to talk about. Dash, is there any closing arguments you would like to say?
One more thing. Shouts to Guy SJS.
Okay, any last questions in there?
I don't see any more questions.
Now, I have a question for the people in the chat.
Man, there's a couple people in here that don't like us.
What are they saying?
One guy says, Hacker Mind's lame.
Mm-hmm.
He says, shouts are gay, just like your show. I'm going to kick him now.
You know you have a hit when people start hating you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Ah, well.
Shouts to Forgotten Soul and RD Dragon 2525.
Ah. Who are the ones that hate us?
Some guy named, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, Santa Suk.
Mm-hmm.
iPunk, and that's about it.
iPunk hates us.
Yeah.
Last week we didn't really get that same tone of voice. I don't know. Why do they hate us?
I don't know.
Do they have any reason, or are they just?
I don't think they have a reason.
Want to show their ignorance?
Yeah.
Should we have them on as guests and question them to see what they know?
I'd like to do that.
Yeah. Be kind of cool to ask them questions and have them go, well, I like Unix because, Windows blows and, I like Unix. Yes. Yeah. Moon Man had it last week, but those guys get the ass of the hacker world.
The guy in my band came back and says, gay homos. What is with this guy?
Well, I love
you. People that come to a place just to, you know, just because they don't like it and they want to let people know they don't like it.
Why are they listening if they don't like it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Oh, man. They just do that because, I don't know, I think it's funny, and we talk about it, you know?
Yeah. Comdac wants to be on the show, dude.
He wants to be on the show. Is he going to pay for the phone call?
No, he says he says call me, so I don't want to call him.
Well, where is Comdac? Where is he located?
I don't know. He didn't say.
All right. Well.
Oh, someone joined named Dash Gay. that's original right there.
Oh, man. Well, you know, in the hacker world, you have the good hackers, you have the hackers that are just starting out, and you have the lamers. And I think people in that chat room know who they are. So, to everyone that tuned in, a big thanks to you. To all those people that tuned in and claimed to hate the show, yeah. And, Dash, big thanks to you for being on this week and for paying the phone bill.
Yeah, it's going to be a little high, but I'll cover it.
Eh, about $4. All right, man, I'll see you next week.
Are you going to come to the channel?
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, come in with these guys, man. I don't think I can hold them off by myself.
All right, see you later.
All right.
And thanks to everyone out there for tuning into HackerMind this week. We will be back next week at 10 p.m. So until then, keep sending your articles to screamer@hackermind.net for frequency. And let us know what you think about the show, what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear. And let's hope this one records. It'd be nice to hear it again. Now, I'd like to end with a special version of Cowgirl. This is Cowgirl 2000. Not the whole song, that's 12 minutes. But, that's pretty much it. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye. I scream so much. You know what I mean.